The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Did You Know Show. I am your host, Alex Parnuk, and together we'll attempt to resolve some of the most complex problems on the planet, but in a very common sense sort of way, something that seems to be sorely missing in this age of media information overload. In doing this show, one would ask, why have I committed myself to this task? The plain and simple answer is, I want to get information to you that seems to be missing and not provided in the old media. So join me in the show through your interaction by providing comments, suggestions, and if necessary, criticism when you don't agree. You can contact me at shout@theflypod.com. Well, here goes. Did you know that at this very moment in history, a most serious problem of catastrophic proportions looms over the United States of America? This problem is one that has been created and added to over the last 30 or so years, and if left unchecked, will grow to such proportions that it will have the ability to totally destroy not just the solvency of our great nation, but place in jeopardy the future of our nation for generations to come. The problem is deficit spending, which then creates a level of debt heretofore not seen in history. I'm talking about a debt that today stands at almost $17 trillion, and if left unchecked, will grow to over $23 trillion by 2020. And these are not my numbers. These are conservative estimates by our very own Congressional Budget Office. Did you know that currently the United States Treasury spends 40 cents out of every dollar just servicing this debt? And just to give you an idea or an example, in 2011, the net interest payment on the debt was $227.1 billion. That's about $622 million per day and growing. That is more than some agencies in the government spend. Give you an example. The Department of Agriculture's budget was $139.4 billion. The Department of Labor was $132 billion. The Department of Veteran Affairs was $126.9 billion. And the Department of Education was $65.5 billion. And last but not least, my favorite department, Department of Homeland Security, was $45.7 billion. Just imagine, we spend more on interest in 2012 than we spend on securing our borders and taking care of our veterans. Now, we are not alone in this problem. Europe has been dealing with this debt and spending problem for quite a few years. And if you watch the nightly news, you've seen that what's going on in Europe, especially Greece, Portugal, Italy, Spain, is this what we want America to turn into? Congress has been battling this problem for quite a few years and will most likely have to deal with it not just in the near future, but much further out than anyone hopes or wants. And how does Congress look at this problem? Like the little boy that cried wolf so many times that now nobody believes him. Well, we don't believe Congress anymore. Not only is Congress's favorability rating in the tank, but their credibility with taxpayers is almost non-existent. This is from Rasmussen, a quote, "Just 5% of likely U.S. voters now rate Congress's performance as good or excellent." When they pass legislation and say they are taking care of a problem, what are they really saying? What they're saying is that they're taking care of what they presume to be a problem, plus some. That, my friends, is what has gotten us into this morass that we are in. Instead of just funding money for an oil spill or a necessary program, they add on bunches and bunches of add-on spending, called earmarks. That, and number one, do not help this country, and two, bloat the federal budget, which in turn creates a deficit, which turns around and grows the debt. So I sat down and thought about it and came to the conclusion that this monstrosity should be dealt with just as you or I would have to deal with it in our very own lives. If you and your family budget go out and max out the credit cards, buy a house too big, a car too fancy, and an unaffordable vacation, what would the average American family have to do to solve this deficit debt problem? Well, simply cut up the credit cards, cut each kid's allowance, get rid of that house, buy a car you can afford to operate, just cut back. What would happen to mom's outings to the beauty parlor? Canceled. How about dad's trip to the golf course? Over. Put the bags in the garage. Maybe even sell them at a yard sale. Stop the stops at Starbucks. Hey, remember the bag lunch instead of going out to eat? And members of the family might even get second jobs to help with the situation. The solution is a bit of austerity. Now understand this. This is not my brainchild. For those of you that don't know, there is a brain trust that meets most mornings in locations all over the United States. Might I put in a plug for McDonald's? At these locations all over America, these issues have been discussed, worked over, argued about, and resolved. These same solutions have probably been reached many a time in many places with many retirees agreeing to these possible solutions. Many of the old timers, if asked, would say, just cut back, cancel a program. Let's say that we just can't pay for that or this benefit anymore. Do you realize how many of these free wheelchairs are sitting around garages all over America collecting dust? And for you golfers that were smart enough to take advantage of the electric golf cart on the taxpayer's dime, was that prudent spending? Were these programs really necessary? Recall the Cash for Clunkers program, whose net cost ended up being approximately $24,000 per car instead of the $4,000 per car that the government said it would cost. And don't forget the free government cell phone and, of course, the low-cost internet connect for the needy. Ah, but you say, these are bigger problems than just one single American family. But I would respond that this is not a bigger problem. It is not a problem of desire, of a willingness to do something. It is a problem of leadership. Think of that leader in the family. Could be the dad, the mom, even the kids realizing and addressing the family overspending problem we just talked about. Who is that person in our government that could make these decisions that could bring this government, a great American experiment, back into profitability and out of the morass of the insolvency? Well, you guessed it, the president. Did you know the president has a lot of power? It's called the bully pulpit, and many presidents have done that in the past. The president, the big kahuna, the commander-in-chief, the boss who sits in the White House at the desk in the Oval Office. Why do you think the following quotes have stayed with us for this long? Give you an example. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, this day will live in infamy when talking about what happened at Pearl Harbor, unifying us for the war. John F. Kennedy, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. We went to the moon, and we were in some tough economic times back then. And then I give you Barack Hussein Obama. At this defining moment, change has come to America. Well, we've got change. Okay. But you say the job is too big, too much for one man, but he has help in making these decisions. Let's see. He has 15 cabinet members and their staffs to provide him answers. Oh, yes, I forget. An additional 38 czars that are available to him to get answers. And yes, he could call on even Congress to come up with a solution. But alas, has he really reached out to any of these groups for help? Has he even used the jobs council that he set up but has not utilized? So have any of these groups come up with some sort of plan that the president could latch on to? The simple answer is no. But one needs to ask, does he really want to solve this problem? If not, then what is his motive? Does he not see American businesses holding on to their cash reserves, waiting for some level of certainty in the economy? Does he not see American businesses moving facilities out of this country? Does he not see that all of these legislative and executive actions are sending all the wrong signals to the economy and to the world marketplace? So let us go along with the premise that he does want to solve this problem and get the economy moving again. Here's the solution. Imagine if, at the State of the Union address, or even if he asked for airtime from the media on a weeknight, from the Oval Office, just sat down with us, talked about the problem, and then said, well, folks, the buck stops here. And tomorrow morning, I will personally resolve to not go on any more vacations or golfing till this deficit problem is resolved and the debt brought to a manageable limit. I am sufficiently wealthy that I will issue an executive order directing the comptroller to discontinue my salary. I will curtail all unnecessary trips and direct a cut in spending for the executive branch by 10% for starters. I will disband every single czar group and any other standing committee within the executive branch and send them home. They have not done the job they were established for. Further, I will ask Congress to act on a proposed budget that would cut their salaries and expenses by at least 10% and then have them continue the past legislation that would drop all pensions and payments to all receivers of government largesse by 10%. And finally, I would ask each branch of government in conjunction with the executive to seriously look at their spending and not make recommendations for growth, but make actual cuts in their programs to finally find that amazing 40% of waste, fraud, and abuse that the Government Accounting Office, the GAO, has been talking about for years. Imagine the President of the United States saying this. Fellow Americans, I believe that no single American, if presented with the magnitude of the problem, would complain regarding this 10% cut. I believe we all can take this cut and continue on, and I will be the first to set that standard. Imagine the stature of America after these actions. Imagine what the value of the American dollar would shoot up to. Imagine what the world would say to America finally getting its house in order and addressing the debt issue. Imagine the growth and industry that could be unleashed in this great country of ours. Just maybe we would return to the moon to start mining its resources and go to the planets. So did you know that this problem could be solved by a simple and uncomplicated item such as leadership? Well, we can all hope and pray that just maybe this could happen. Well, until next time in our next Did You Know show, keep your powder dry and your silver coins in your pocket.